We have Sean Merriman on the phone here from, I think he must be in San Diego, working for the NFL Network right now and keeping his eye on action around the league. If you recall, Sean was drafted in the first round, the 12th pick out of Maryland by the San Diego Chargers, and had a tremendous career out there in San Diego before he joined the Bills for three seasons here in Buffalo, 2010 through 2012, and was coming off a torn Achilles tendon, so his production here was not what it had been in San Diego. But he was the Defensive Rookie of the Year in his 2005 campaign, ended up with 45 sacks in his career, and had an outstanding career. I think he played, we can ask him, I guess, when we get him on the line, I think he played for Ralph Friedgen. Did you play for Coach Friedgen at Maryland, Sean?
Yeah, I did, actually. I wasn't recruited by him, but my first year he was there after they won that Gator Bowl.
And he's a William & Mary guy, so I always got to find a way to get William & Mary into the conversation here, right? So he was a great coach. Just tell me he was a great coach, right?
He was, man. He was a hard coach, but he was a great coach. And, he got us prepared. And I had a great time playing under him.
And sometimes the hardest coaches are the best coaches, but that's terrific. I know him to be a fine coach. But Sean, just tell us a little bit about what you're doing now, if you would. And I had an opportunity to interact with you just a little bit, and when you were here when I was doing the broadcast. But tell us a little bit about what you're doing now, what your responsibilities will be with the NFL Network, and then we'll talk about some things about your career and where to see the Bills going. But tell us what you're doing now, what your responsibilities will be, and your role with the NFL Network.
Well, I'm on the NFL Network. I have the two shows, actually, the AM show, which I'm shooting tonight, and that's the show that airs 6 o'clock in the morning there from 6 a.m. to 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm also on Total Access a lot as well, man. So just getting the chance to talk about football. Honestly, other than putting on the suit, it's really not work, to get a chance to talk about football and let people hear your thoughts. And I try to be as candid and as straight up as possible. People like that. So I just try to keep it that way so the audience know that they're getting the real deal.
Yeah, certainly you'll have a lot of insight to offer fans and try to talk to them about some of the little nuances to create opportunities from, particularly from the defensive side of the ball. Sean, I remember when my wife called me, the first broadcast I ever did was the Bills were playing in New England in an opening game, and I don't even remember when it was, like 2006 or something, sometime. And she called me after the game. She said, "How'd it go?" And I said, "It was a lot easier to talk about it than it is to play it. There's no question about that." I'm sure you'll find some similar things. But tell us what your responsibilities are in your broadcast work. Tell us what you're going to be doing. Are you going to analyze a conference or a division, or you got the whole league? You're going to cover the whole league?
Oh, yes, the whole league. And I, obviously, because I played in San Diego, I played for the Bills. You try not to be biased because, I still have a bunch of guys that's in the locker room and, two great organizations that I got an opportunity to play for. But just really talking about the game as a whole because just playing it for so long and then having the career that I had and just knowing the game inside and out, sometimes it's easier to talk not just about the X's and O's, because I think the most people who observe the game, watch it, can analyze on that part of it. But I really try to talk about maybe what's going through a guy's mind or a player's mind or a team's mind or what's happening in the locker room at this point, when these changes are made. If a guy is cut, if another guy is brought in there and they're competing for a job, for those things I try to let kind of audience in on what happens inside the locker room and what's going on within the organization.
Yeah, and that would be great insight, particularly from your perspective, because I know, and I'm sure you do as well, that we always talk about the whole being greater than the sum of the parts, because what goes on in that locker room can change the dynamics of what happens on the football field. And regardless of what kind of talent you have, you can play to another level, or you can not reach a level of expectation if you don't have things right in the locker room, correct?
Absolutely. I had the opportunity to play for so many great coaches and some coaches not so great. A bunch of Hall of Fame players, guys who were friends of mine who was kind of struggling to make a team and get on the roster. So I just, from my aspect of the game, I can just talk about it all. And like I said, I try to be upfront and honest about everything, regardless if people don't agree with me or not. I just kind of really tell it like it is and then let them make a decision based off of my analysis and what, you know, my knowledge of the game.
Terrific. Tell us what you think about some of the offseason acquisitions here that the Buffalo Bills made. I mean, I have had an opportunity to spend a little time with Coach Marrone and in some meeting time and talk about some of the things that he's trying to do here in Buffalo from a cultural standpoint. And then he brings in some of these guys in the offseason, particularly at the linebacker position. Tell us what impact you think those guys, Rivers and Brandon Spikes, can make in with this Bills defense this year and what you see from those guys, Sean.
Well, you know, when you bring in a set of vets like that, it's obviously going to change the dimensions of your defense and of your team because, you know, Brandon Spikes is coming from a situation that he's accustomed to winning. Whenever you get guys from winning organizations and they come over to organizations who have not won that much in the past, they notice immediately that something's not right in the locker room, something's not right, you know, in the preparation or just all around. So they know something is not right, so they bring that winning attitude and the culture to the locker room and say, listen, guys, this is the way we're supposed to do it because I've been there. I read a quote that he said that Brandon Spikes, I'm talking about, that they're going to shock the world. I don't think they're going to shock anybody. I really do think they have not only a chance to be good this year, but to get in the playoffs. You know, the Jets and some of the other people, some of the other teams in that division got better. But so did the Bills in many aspects of the game, you know, making a jump up, and a lot of people didn't understand it, but I understood it completely in the draft, making that big jump for Sammy Watkins. I mean, you have to go get a guy like that, and one of those guys come around like once a decade, and if you sit around and wait, he's not going to be there. You still got an awesome backfield in CJ back there and Freddie, and then also some added depth. EJ Manuel stays healthy this year. They have a shot. Obviously, they took a little bit of a hit because of Stevie Johnson's gone. You know, he'll be missed not only in the organization but in the community. You know, he was heavily backed, and they loved him in Buffalo. He'll be missed there. But bringing in Mike Williams, you know, having Sammy Watkins there and having Woods, you just have so many different talents. If EJ Manuel stays healthy, that's what it's going to be about this year. I mean, obviously, he can play, but he has to stay on the field in order to get things done.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. You went through the entire roster. Hey, that was a great assessment, I think, and I would agree with you because I think the veteran leadership that Rivers and Brandon Spikes can bring to this defense. And, guys, I mean, there are some good veteran leaders on this club, but not veteran leaders that have had the success that Brandon Spikes has had, and now he has an opportunity to bring that type of success and say, look, if we work to this capacity, we're going to be able to achieve these things. And he's got some rings on his fingers and some wins under his belt to back those kinds of things up. Give us one more assessment. Tell us, give me the team that you think is this year that is going to turn some heads, that has kind of low expectations, that has done some things in the draft, and that you think might be a team that shocks the world, like Brandon said about the Bills. But I agree with you in that regard with that quote, that he kind of meant that they're going to start preparing like they need to be able to win. But tell us about a team maybe in the league that you think that is going to surpass some expectations that maybe people have.
You know, outside of saying the Bills, because I really do think that, you know, they can be looking at a 9-7 year and somehow get the playoffs and do some damage there. Looking at the Cleveland Browns, you know, to take the risk that they did to kind of wait the second time around to get Johnny Manziel, that was a big risk because they covered two draft needs at once. To me, they had the best draft and how they got guys in there and filled the shoes of several different positions. But you can go all around the field. I think that, you know, if the Texans have a quarterback to go out there and play halfway decent, maybe a little better than halfway decent, they're going to be fine because obviously they're stacked on defense. They have, you know, Cushing coming back there, J.J. Watt. Clowney, I think, is going to go out and be a monster this year. I think he's actually going to live up to the hype. You know, Bortles, if Bortles go out and play well, they need a franchise quarterback if they got – that they got a guy down there that's going to turn some heads, and another guy, if he can step in and play well, they'll be pretty good this year and actually fill up the stands and get the people in the stadium. So I can kind of walk across all the different teams and some of the things they've done this offseason, especially in the draft. But just coming up, man, I think that one thing that the Bills did I really liked was to bring in the veterans. You see a lot of teams starting to go younger and go younger, and that's fine. You want young guys in your roster because you want to start building for the future, but you have to have those veteran guys there to kind of round everybody up, who's been there, done that, who understands what it means, you know, to be in the National Football League and to be a professional. So if you have those guys there, it's going to kind of mold that those young players around you, so you need those guys there.
Yeah, and that's a great thought there, Sean. And I know that when you came here to Buffalo, particularly when you did a great job mentoring some of the Bills' young linebacking core. A lot of those guys are playing in other places now because of the way free agency works. But I know when you came, that's one of the things that you really wanted to do here, and began to set that culture here during your time here. And I certainly appreciate that because I'm a guy too that says that. Some coaches say that winning's the only thing, and I'm saying, yeah, but you win with high character guys. You win with guys who know how to prepare. You win with guys who do the right things on and off the field. So, we certainly appreciated your time when you were here in Buffalo in a Bills uniform. Tell us a little bit. I'm going to change subjects on you a little bit now. When I played with a guy named Monty Brown, and he spent some time in the WWE. And you're doing, I mean, you're not in the WWE, but you're doing some, are you doing some broadcast or analyst work with them or with that organization?
Yeah, obviously I've been a fan forever. It's two things I wanted to do growing up, and I may be able to get a chance to do both. So you're talking about somebody living a dream and being able to perform at the highest level in two different arenas, in two different areas, I just may be able to get a chance to do that. So we are still in talks with the WWE. So obviously a great organization to be a part of, and being, you know, a star and being the chance to experience going to the Pro Bowl, being playing at the highest level and for a certain amount of years while I was healthy and playing well, I was considered the best at what I did, and now I get a chance to go do something else as a childhood dream, possibly. That doesn't happen to too many people, and like I said, it's a big possibility that might be happening. So,
well, that's great. Hopefully you'll have that opportunity. We'll have to look forward to that. I'll tell you what, where are you living now? You living in San Diego?
Well, you know, San Diego's still always going to be my second home, but I spend a lot of my time on the road, you know, shooting between the NFL Network and a bunch of other shows. You know, obviously I have the Lights Out brand, you know, as many seen, the big thing with Nike that happened not too long ago. I just really hope that the brand keeps on building, and look, it's a lifestyle brand, something I've been building since really I was 12 years old, and now it's just part of living a dream, man, just really playing everything out, and I couldn't be in a better situation.
All right, now you got to tell me, you got to really tell me, is the weather better in San Diego or Buffalo? Now, come on, be honest with me now.
Hey, you know what, Buffalo, I try to tell people sometimes, Buffalo's not so bad in the summer.
Yeah, and you're right, from about the middle of March to the middle of October, it's really nice. But in between those in those winter months, you never know what you're going to get here. But we certainly appreciate you coming on the show. And John's not here tonight. He's off tonight. So I appreciate you coming on and sharing your thoughts about the Bills and about what you're doing. And people in Western New York, I'm sure, will be looking for Sean Merriman on the NFL Network. We appreciate your thoughts, Sean, tonight. And I hope you and your family are well. And good luck with this season and with your opportunity with WWE as well.
Thanks, Rod. I appreciate it. Tell John I said hello for me.
I will do that, right? Promptly.
All right.
Have a good evening, Sean. Thanks very much.